Next is a progress known Joanne Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O, and Joanne is J-O-A-N-N. Last name is Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O. Plays with Argentine Care Center. Date was June the 15th, 2022. The paragraph was Perigo was seen regarding dementia, comma, diabetes mice type 2, comma, atrial fibrillation, etc., new paragraph history. Ms. Perigo was confused, but was not unpleasant, period. She has history of major depressive disorder also, which is baseline, period. She doesn't have really any insight into what's going on or where she is, period. She also has a history of psychosis, delusions, period. She has diabetes, and her blood sugars are mostly in the 100s and are acceptable, period. I cannot elicit from her any polyuria or polydipsia, period. She has atrial fibrillation and heart rate is stable, period. She's not bleeding, period. She's being anticoagulated with Eliquis, period. She has hypothyroidism, which is stable, period. Review of system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, dyspnea, or other complaints, but she really couldn't answer with any reliable answers, period, but she doesn't appear to be ill or distressed, and the nursing staff say she's doing her base at her baseline, period. Examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature, 97.3, pulse 78, respiratory rate 18, O2 sat 96%, blood pressure 104 over 65, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal, heart sounds, no gallop, no edema. Fetal pulse was palpable. Abdomen soft and on tender. CNS, she couldn't cooperate for formal testing, period. She's not oriented to time or place, or period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Perigo has dementia, probable Alzheimer's, period. She would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor at this point in time, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus, and sugars are acceptable, period. At this point, she's not on any hypoglycemic agents, period. Three, she has history of atrial fibrillation, and I will continue the Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Her heart rate is controlled, period. Four, she has multiple psychiatric illness, including psychotic disorder, major depression, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, and with severe dementia, period. I will continue the Depakote ER, 250 milligrams twice a day, plus Zyprexa, 10 milligrams twice a day, plus lorazepam, 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. She does have a history of hypotension. I will continue midodaren 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.